glory by and by.
And the book of John, chapter 10, in your Bible. John, chapter 10. Turn there if you would, please. We thank God that He's watched over us and blessed us with life, health, and strength, and the presence of mind to come back that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. John chapter 10. Under living life. Under living life. The thief, verse 10, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I am come. Praise the Lord. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Following Jesus is the living of the abundant life. Many are seeking an abundant life in so many different areas. Jesus says, I am come. That's why I came. That you might have and be able to live the abundant life. The Son of God left glory and came to the world because of His love. And also because of His Father's love for us, for humanity. He created us in His image and in His likeness. All done that away because He so loved. We forfeited our gift to live here on earth without sin. When Adam and Eve listened to a different voice and observed not the instructions that God had given unto them. But notice, God, in His great love, did not wipe those two people out. And I'm sure you've wondered, Lord, you could have just started over again because you're the Lord. You're God. He manifested His love for humanity. All because of love. Also, in doing that, demonstrating to us, without even telling us, how much He loves human beings. Isn't that good? Still wanted us to receive and enjoy a good pleasure or a good measure of life here on earth and eternally with Him. God planned a future for us with Him throughout eternity. Now, isn't that something? We did that down here. He plans a future all over again to let us come back into a relationship with Him and, living obediently, to come and live with Him eternally. What a God. Following our earthly journey, He therefore sent His Son to die on the rugged cross of Calvary that we might have the privilege of forgiveness and be restored into a relationship with He, His Son, and the heavenly host. Jesus Christ came down to earth from His Father's house by His Father's will. He lived among us. He taught us about His Father and His Father's love for us and how much God loved humanity. Jesus then willingly gave up his life on the rugged cross of Calvary, shedding his life-giving blood on that rugged cross, all for us. God sending his Son, his only begotten Son, to do that. Why? Why? Manifesting to us who he is and what he thinks about us. Oh, what love. I think there's a song that had that phrase in it. Oh, what love. God did all of this because of his love. That God has done should be an example for each and every one of us who have been added to the family of God. Since we know that our God forgave us, loved us so much that he did forgive us, why can't we? Why do we fall out with one another and change in my membership? Can't stand you. I got to go to another church. Jesus and his Father's love desired for us a more just and a more abundant life. Their desire is that we live more abundantly, not just for a few weeks, but live a more abundant life. We think it's great, and we think this is great, and rightfully so. But this does not compare to what God has in store for us. It costs God nothing to give us life, but to provide us the privilege, the joy, and the opportunity and the honor of a relationship with him. It cost him nothing to make Adam and Eve, but to restore us to a relationship with him, it cost him everything. He did it once. Created a human being and then brought forth another human being. He could have done the same thing all over again. Wiped out those two. Start over. And do it again. Like I said heretofore, it costs God nothing to give us life, but to give us life with him forever, it costs him everything abundantly. It's only begotten Son. He came to earth, and guess what? Human beings fouled up again, killed the Son of God. Killed the Son of God that he sent all the way from glory. But he knew what was going to happen, but he did it anyway. He decided to give life to us. More. There you go. He decided to give us more life, more abundantly. God gave us his very best. God gave us his very best. Question. Can we not say thank you? How? By giving God our very best. Look around you. Did you see more people this morning than you see tonight? Come Tuesday, you might see the same situation. The word that the Bible uses is abundantly. God loves us abundantly. And it's not just something that's written on a page. It's something that we can dwell on. We can actually see his actions and say in our human mind, if we were God, I wonder what would have happened. There may not just be a new crew to work with, a whole everything, start all over again. But he didn't do that. God loves us. He wants us to live a super abundant life. Not only that, he wants us to live a super abundant life. Even when we die, he has told us there's going to be a resurrection. And after that, never to die again. Isn't that good news? Never to have to go to the hospital and get an operation. No more sickness. Only gladness. Sharing in glory land and living forever. And I don't know if in eternity, I don't even know whether or not there would be a word anywhere in the alphabets or in the language called D-E-A-T-H. For those of you who are wondering what that spells, it spells death. A super abundant life. Living exceedingly abundantly above the ordinary. There is nothing ordinary about the life Jesus was designed for and the Father designed for his faithful followers on planet Earth. That's us. That's us. So the question, are you sacrificing what God wants to give you? Are you underliving the life that he wants us to live even now? The only way to get all of the gusto out of our life and to live super abundantly above is to follow the dictates and the directions of Jesus Christ. Of Jesus Christ. Think how much better your life on planet Earth with all of the chaos and the sin would be if you fully trusted in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, irrespective of what happens in your life. His Son never doubted his Father. No matter what happens, my Father will take care of me. He didn't even argue when he was tried in an unjust court. Sentenced to die, not a normal death, but sentenced to die on a rugged cross. Made him carry his beam that's going to be nailed to the one that's sticking in the ground. And he's going to be nailed to it, stretched out, pain, and then death. He was willing to do all of that just for us. And we have saints who know the Lord, and they won't even come back to night church. Well, I didn't know you were going there, Brother Brown.
Our Bible says in John chapter 10 and verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I am come, John 10:10, that they might have what? Life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
You think this is good? You think living on planet Earth is great? It is. God has something that will, that is exceedingly, abundantly above what we have on planet Earth.
God has prepared a way to give us opportunity to come and live with Him forever.
Living with our Heavenly Father. No more sin. No more problems. And if there's a night time, you can walk all night and nobody will bother you.
Don't even have to think about being hurt. In glory land.
Don't you want that?
Come this evening. If you're not a member of the family of God, get on board. Get on board. God has made it simple and easy to get on board. Hear His love story that you've already done that. Believe it with all of your heart. Be godly sorrowful for the things that you've done contrary to His will to this point in your life. Resolve to live your life for Jesus Christ. Acknowledge His Son as Lord and Savior. And be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin that you have ever committed. There is nothing ordinary about the life Jesus and His Father has designed for His faithful followers. Don't you just want to live right? To see? We want to stay here. As long as we can. In all of what's going on down here. He has waiting for us a life and a place that is beyond human imagination. Now if we love this, if you really love this, get on board. Get on board. Come on, walk with the Lord. God is offering a more abundant life than the life that you're living down here in time.
In time, down here. And so it is pretty soon. We're gone.
Buried. Bodies buried in the ground.
But what He is offering, a better life forever. Never, never to die again.
Have mercy. Now if you can't believe it, believe Him. That's so sad. That is so sad. Just knowing what He offers. And we knowing it. We understand that human beings don't always do that. Because look what Adam and Eve had. Everything. And they gave it up for a piece of fruit off the tree. The things that we do, that we accept and throw away, let us accept what God is offering. Regardless of the challenge, of the difficulty. And then being called off to this world, called away from this world. To go and live with Him forever. Eternally in glory land. Now we love this. And we know He's going to be destroyed. Woo! What He has waiting for us is beyond human imagination. So if you love this, there's a phrase that we use as little children growing up. You knew one of your friends, they love eating peanuts. You say, you crazy about peanuts. Get crazy about heaven. Let us get crazy about heaven. Come by hearing His love story if you're not in the body. The gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Believing it with all of your heart.
repenting of your sins,
letting God know by your actions that you're sorry for the life that you've lived to this point, acknowledging His Son as Lord and Savior, and then being buried in water. Baptism for the remission, baptism for the forgiveness of all the sins that you've ever committed. Doesn't God make it easy? He doesn't say, now if you come and bring me $10 million, I'll save you. You don't need $10 million. You just need good, plain sense. Hear, believe, repent, godly sorrowful for the things that you've done contrary to His will. Acknowledging your faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, and being buried in water baptism for every sin that you've ever committed. God will then add you to one church. Not a church, the church. The one that His Son shed His blood to pay for. The Church of Christ. That's the only church that we read about that the Lord established for human beings. Take your choice. Well, it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Why? What we did on planet Earth. Oh, it's in your record. You obeyed my Son's gospel in such and such a time. Come, you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you. You mean God has prepared a kingdom for me? You don't need to live on Knickerbocker Hill and get all bent out of shape. God has something better than Knickerbocker Hill waiting for us. And all it costs is putting Him first. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen, Lord. So then every one of us shall live eternally in glory. No more heartaches. No more headaches. No more heart trouble. No more whatever you got that you don't like. And be going to the doctor to try to get rid of it. No more sickness. Isn't that wonderful? The choice is yours as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glorious